The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Between the debate last week and a second attempt on President Trump's life, the presidential race has suddenly changed completely, big time, and I'll talk about why. But first, I do have to show you guys my favorite video of the week that has to do with the debate. Our servicemen posted this video on Instagram that I'll show you guys right now while they were watching the debate, and they roasted Kamala Harris big time. Take a look.
And as of today, there is not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world. The first time this
century. Wait, what?
But let's understand.
So where the f*** are we right now?
There's a fact check for you, Kamala. This is the perfect way, by the way, to show the difference between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. The people who defend Kamala Harris are the elites. They're not normal people. These are not people that just go and live their lives. These are the elites in the media who are wealthy, who have a buck to make from being, I mean, they're grifters at the end of the day. And on the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who are actual real people. The Kamala Harris people, the people that are defending her in the media, but not just the media, there's bureaucrats, there's levels, there's celebrities in the entertainment media. These people, they don't really put gas in their cars. I either don't even take cars. They have a driver or they have someone go fill up their gas for them. They don't go to grocery stores. They just eat out. I mean, again, these are, and if they do go to grocery stores, they're just not thinking about the prices because these are people that have made a buck off of Americans. On the other hand, though, the people who defend truth, like these servicemen, they're just normal guys and gals, just like you and me. Young men, for instance, who are abroad serving their country. Or the random family in Atlanta, for instance, who doesn't care about DEI, they don't care about wokeness, they just want the government to leave them alone. Those are the kind of people who defend truth. Those are the people who, I'm not saying that they are always Trumpers. I don't really think anyone should be an always Trumper, because if you're always in on a politician, you're not really all in on truth. But they're all in on, that's what's important, that they're all in on truth. And at this point, Donald Trump is by far more on the side of truth than Kamala Harris. And if he's ever not, sure, we can call him out for that. But obviously, you have to call out Kamala Harris as well, which the moderators never did. The reason's clear, because, you know, they stand to make money off of putting her up, as well as the fact that they're basically just another wing of the Democrat Party. I love this video, though, because it isn't some smug fact check from the media. It's just a real person speaking truth. And again, they're a real living proof of Kamala Harris's lies. Well, guys, everyone is lying to you about the polls right now. I know that people on the left like to pretend that Kamala has this insane momentum, that she's the black woman messiah, that she's gonna save the Democrats from Donald Trump, who's a fascist, even though he is not the one trying to censor his political opponents. He's not trying to send his opponents to jail. Somehow she's the black messiah. She's gonna save the world from Donald Trump. And frankly, guys, so that's one side, that's the left. On the other side, there's Republicans and the right talking about how Kamala Harris is over and that Donald Trump has this insane momentum as well. If Donald Trump can win in 2016, he can win again. And if Joe Biden can win in 2020 and Obama can win in 2012, Kamala Harris can certainly win this time. So when if either side is telling you this race is over, they're absolutely wrong. I'm going to show you why in the polls, and it goes a couple levels deep. This is something that nobody is talking about. I don't know why they're not talking about it, but it's incredibly important, and it's going to determine the outcome of the race. So I'm going to put up some polls right now. I'm going to show you why everyone has been lying to you about what is going on. There's a lot of polls. I'll kind of go through them really quick, but they're actually really shocking. Here are these first ones. Are kind of less polls, but they are predictors. They run a series of simulations based on the polls, and then they have a percentage of how many times Donald Trump wins, how many times Kamala Harris wins. And there's a wide variety of them. Some of them are more credible than others, but they just came out with kind of their new chances of winning for each candidate post-debate. And I want to show you guys this because this is really important, just to kind of lay out what I'm talking about with what people have been saying about the polls. I'll show you this one first. 538. 61% Harris. That's what they're saying. Race to the White House. 58% chance Harris. You see here on this next poll, Decision Desk HQ, 55% Harris. J.H. Kersting, 55% as well. And then finally, Nate Silver has Trump up 56%. That, again, very close numbers. If you're ever placing a bet, if you're ever going to some sort of gambling, if someone says to you, you have 45% chance of winning, you're like, okay, fair enough. And then if someone says to you, you have 55% chance of winning, is it different? It's really not. And that's what I'm going to get into with these polls. So again, those are just the aggregate of all the polls. I'm going to show you some individual polls now, and I'm going to talk about what is going on. Harris, you can see this one. This is done by Harris Data. You can see that she's up by 3, but if you go to the bottom, this is the margin of error. You'll see that it's 1.8%. So really, again, this is nationally in this one, Harris happens to be up about maybe 1.2 at best, really, like 1.2, maybe 3 at best, but 1.2 effectively. Go on to the next poll now. What you're going to see here is something even worse, which is JL Partners. You see, oh, look, Harris is up by 1. Okay. But then you go to the bottom again, you see plus or minus 3.1. So no, Harris is not ahead. Donald Trump could be ahead. I'm not saying he is. He might also not be. He might be far behind. Go to the next poll. Harris is up by 4. Go to the bottom, plus or minus 2. Okay, so in reality, Harris might be up by 2. Go to the next poll. Trump, and this is in Pennsylvania, up by 2. Go down, plus or minus 3.5%. Okay, so basically we have no idea there either. Go to the next one. Georgia, again, I did some national polls. Now I'm going to very important swing state polls. Trump up by 1.7. Go to the bottom, plus or minus 2.9. Again, that's the margin of error. They're saying it could be within 2.9 of what we have here. So it's a dead heat. We don't know there. And finally, the last one, this is a post-debate poll for the national. Trump is up 3, plus or minus 2. So Trump might be up 1. So what am I getting at here, guys? What I'm getting at is that there's a couple levels deep in this. The first is that people keep looking at the polls and they keep looking at those numbers and taking them at face value. If it's within the margin of error, which every single poll I just showed you there is, except I think one, it's a dead heat. We don't even know. That's the question. Like, it's not even a dead heat. It's that nobody has any freaking idea. So these people out there looking at you and they're just like, yes, Donald Trump is ahead. They're lying to you. All the people out there saying Kamala Harris is ahead, they're lying to you. In the polls, that is, okay? If they want to say it for other reasons, fair enough. But I'm just saying in the polls, that's one level deep. Now take it one more level deep. And this is what is even more important. And it's turnout. Turnout is incredibly important because these are, again, the polls are who would you vote for? But that's not how elections are decided. It's not who would we vote for. It's who actually gets out and votes. So the margin of error in itself is not even deep enough. It's who the heck is going to show up and vote. In other words, what I'm saying is nobody has any idea what's going on. If the turnout, and this is really what people have to decide, is where is the turnout going to be the best? If people have a reason and have some argument, and I've made this argument in the past, that turnout is going to be better for Donald Trump, you probably have a good reason to believe that Donald Trump is going to win this thing. If there's another argument to be made that Kamala Harris is going to have good turnout, then she's probably going to win. I don't really think that's going to happen. I've talked about it in other podcasts why that would be or wouldn't be. But what it's safe to say is that these actors out there, and it does frustrate me, who are saying the polls look really, really good for Trump. As of now, again, in the past, it might have been one thing. I'm saying as of today, after post-debate, there is just no clear winner at this point. Absolutely none. I'm sorry if that sucks to hear as a Trump supporter, maybe, but it is the absolute truth. So what does that mean? What it means is turnout has to be fantastic. Donald Trump has to engage his voters to go out. Another thing, and this is, again, something that is positive for Donald Trump, is that these are national polls, most of them. And guess what? The popular vote doesn't matter because we don't live in a majoritarian democracy. We live in a republic, and therefore we have the Electoral College. And so even if some of these, you know, plus or minus two or plus or minus threes are not in Trump's favor, what we're seeing with Kamala Harris being up by two, three, what that might come down to is Harris being up 1% nationally. 1% nationally ain't even close to cutting it. It's just not. I've made the long prediction. This is the one prediction that has not changed. From Biden to Kamala Harris, I stay by it, and I think it's going to happen in November no matter what, is that Kamala Harris, in order to win, has to have more than 3% more of the national vote than Donald Trump. If she has 2.5% more than Donald Trump, she loses. Donald Trump most likely takes Pennsylvania, which flips it for him. If she has 1% more than Donald Trump, it's like a red wave, like literally. And then, of course, if Donald Trump wins the popular vote, forget about it. Donald Trump basically at that point would probably win every single swing state, maybe not Michigan, but it would be an absolute red wave. So that's my point here, is that if you're looking strictly by the polls, nobody has any idea who is going to win at this point. So what that means is that turnout is so paramount for these campaigns. And frankly, if you care about Donald Trump winning, you have to show up and you have to help other people show up. That's what this comes down to. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.